Several dozen people rallied at the Torrance Civic Center today, hitting the streets with a message. For the last year, the Tea Partiers have been gaining ground on a simple platform, that government is just simply too big. And on this tax day, they want Uncle Sam keeping his hand out of their pockets.
I mean, look at us. We're pissed off. We're pissed off, Americans. We're out here trying to tell you that we don't want this stuff, yet you're doing it anyway.
While Tea Partiers don't have a central party or even party leaders, they are boosting up efforts to support politicians who carry their small government message.
Yeah, you know what? I do not like how the taxes are going right now, and I'm a college student, and times are tough, and they shouldn't be getting more taxes. It's ridiculous.
And if you could say one thing to President Obama and the current administration, what would you tell them?
What can I tell an idiot? The guy's an amateur. He doesn't know what he's doing.
One of those politicians is Andrew Sharp, who is running for Congressional District 51 in the upcoming midterm elections. He calls himself a Tea Party Republican, supporting the Tea Party's fiscally conservative ideals.
I'm going to work to make Washington accountable. I'm going to work to reduce our outrageous national debt. That is what is drowning our nation. Any of the good works they claim to be doing are just going to hurt us in the long run. The Wall Street bailouts, this national health care that they're going to spend a lot of money on.
Protesters today said their name stands for Taxed Enough Already. This is just another signal that there's little cohesion in the group. Still, a New York Times-CBS poll released this week surveyed Tea Partiers and found that most are better educated than the average American, upper class, and most are white. And so were most of the Tea Partiers in Torrance this afternoon. But not all fit this mold. Damian McDell was rallying today, and he says he doesn't fit the mold at all. He's African American.
What we're saying is, if we're going to be taxed, it needs to be for things that is for good uses, such as military, police force, firefighters, fixing the roads, not for bailing out failed businesses due to bad decisions.
Veterans and senior citizens were also part of the group protesting today. They hope rallies like these will push out Democrats and Republicans that don't support their conservative ideals, and that grassroots efforts, including these demonstrations, will bring new blood to Washington. Chris Foy, Annenberg Radio News.